Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Don Close of Rabobank right after this.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 tantalizing cuts, each delivering a delicious all its own. 29 different paths to a protein-packed dinner time. From the tenderest of tenderloins to top-notch top round, there are 29 lean reasons to get the grill going that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. For more information, visit us at oklabeef.org.
Don Close with Rabobank believes that we'll have quite a bit of forage and silage out there available for mama cows and for animals that are out on pasture, non-confined animals in our cattle industry this fall and winter. He's a lot more concerned, though, about tight grain supplies. He thinks that'll have a real impact on cattle, on hogs, on poultry.
I have much more concern for the confined animal industry with broilers, hogs, and cattle feeding with our available supplies of feed grains for the coming year is going to be a much more of a bigger issue than will be roughage for outside cattle.
Sourcing grain is going to be a problem.
It's going to be a big problem. They're going to be a keen competition for available supplies of grain, very likely to levels unlike anything we've seen in modern history. The 900-pound gorilla in the room in that whole debate is the ethanol issue and just how much of grain will be consumed, how much will they slow down with distillers' margins upside down. So huge uncertainty on the feed grain side.
RFS, obviously the livestock industry is really pointed to the RFS as the bad guy. Are we going to see much movement on that? Is the government just going to say, go away?
The honest answer on that one, Ron, is we don't know. That's going to be the hot issue of discussion. It's my understanding at this point in time that EPA has been requested to come with an answer on lowering the mandate and looking for something in November. Obviously, another key component in that debate right now is the upcoming election and the likelihood that nothing will happen until after that.
The cattle prices themselves, pretty severe drop in June, early July. Haven't seen that too often.
It's been rough. Part of that decline in prices falls back to that whole LFTB issue and the temporary loss in demand that we had and associated with that story. The second part that's made this so difficult on cattle feeders is just with the first cost that we had in the cattle that were on feed and then have a $3 a bushel run, unexpected $3 a bushel run up in feed grain prices, just the combination of those two factors have been horrible.
As you talk to these folks today, they're looking for strategy. How do they handle these multiple events as they get to this point in midsummer? Where do we go for the rest of 2012 and into 13?
Boy, that's a great question. that's a great question. I wish I had the answers to. The first one is I would touch on that one. I think given where total cattle inventory numbers today, I think as an industry we need to look at preserving that breeding herd and have that base to recover when we do get rain. The second one is certainly placing any livestock on feed, be looking at where that feed support source is going to come from and lock in as much of those feed costs as is absolutely possible. The third item that, I know producers get tired of hearing this answer, but in these kind of market conditions, it is absolutely critical to have a well-defined risk management plan in place and to monitor and adhere to that plan.
On that first point, preserving the breeding herd, everybody seems to pretty well agree that the number of mama cows that we've got in this country has hit a critical point.
The mid-year cattle inventory report that was released a year ago had heifers kept for breeding unchanged from a year ago. And out of that whole report, the 2 to 3% decline in cow numbers, given the decline we'd seen in last January's report, that one wasn't a real big surprise that we pretty well had to be prepared for that. But the fact that we had started to see some heifer retention in the January report and now conditions have eroded that we're back to unchanged. In my view, that was the most disheartening aspect of that mid-year inventory report, that we had started that recovery and have lost ground. Given the severity of the drought conditions that we've already discussed, does this set us back 2 years, 3 years on that recovery process? It very likely does.
Don Close with Rabobank. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up August 24th and 25th, it's the big event at Express Ranches. It all starts Friday the 24th at noon with a video sale of 140 registered Angus fall calving cows and 3-in-1 packages followed by the Superior Express. Then Saturday at 10 a.m., the big event sale live at Express Ranches, selling 500 registered Angus cows, bred heifers, show heifers, prospects, and donor females. Both sales are on RFD-TV. Call Express Ranches today, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.